and Stammer's been kind of coming along here. What's it like playing with those guys, and what kind of makes you successful as a line?
Yeah, it's good. Big thing is you want to get Stammer the puck because that one-timer's pretty lethal, but yeah, it's been good. Just working off each other, finding spots, finding chemistry, finding out where we like to, not so much hang out, but like position-wise in the O zone. And I know my role is to kind of be a big body down there, create havoc, and suck someone in to me to create open space. So really finding that and being able to find soft spots and working hard, good positionally. And I feel like we keep it simple. We're not trying to do anything crazy in the neutral zone. We get it deep. We win battles. We get pucks in the net, win second battles, throw up to the D and just kind of create offense that way and wait for something to open up. So I think when we stick to our simple game, a lot of things start opening up for us.
Does it help you having kind of that defined role? I mean, your game's been taken off for the past, you know, 8 to 10 games or so.
Yeah. The biggest thing is when they put me in this line, they said, don't worry about doing something you're not. Just keep being the same player, work hard, create puck battles, win them, big on draws. So started off just trying to find, feel it out and find position-wise, and now I feel like it's good. You know, they talk a lot. They're in great positions. They're always got their feet moving, going north, looking for plays. So they really make it easy to play with.
I think how important as a team was it tonight to get those second and third chances to make sure that, you know, you guys weren't one and done on that?
Yeah, that was huge for us. Big work ethic night for us, I think, in the O zone. You know, it could be easily going the other way and us playing defense, but, you know, we're moving our feet, we're lifting sticks, we're winning battles, and out of that, we're creating chances. So I think that's huge for us, and when we're really winning battles in the O zone and creating chances, having them in, maybe getting the line change and getting fresh guys out, that's so huge for our team, not just on the scoreboard, but momentum-wise. You know, if the one line doesn't get done, next one comes on, and we just keep building and building and building, and that's when we get dangerous.
Nick, on your goal, you seem to have this penchant for getting that shot off so quickly in those areas. How key are those kind of moments to maybe not give a goaltender a chance to kind of set himself up?
Yeah, that's something I've been working on in the summer. You know, I have a hard shot, but I've been having trouble getting it off. So it's a lot of just quick wrists, and especially when you're playing the middle in the slot, you know, sticks are coming quick for lifting you, or you're winning a little puck battle, you got to get the puck off. So just getting those shots quick, you know, it's not about how hard or where it is sometimes, just about how quick you get it off. So when you're playing middle on the middle or bumper on the power play, getting those shots off or quick is key.
Team-wise, this year, you guys have had moments where maybe you sacked in a game or something didn't go your way. When they tied it 4-4, how key was it to make sure that that sack didn't happen?
Yeah, our bench was great. We were positive. You know, tough play, it happens to all of us. Happens there, but no one started pointing fingers, no one got down. We picked each other up and we said, you know what, stuff happens, but we're going to win this game. We're going to come together as a group and we're going to do it together, and that's exactly what we did.
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.